Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Robin, we're here in Illinois, one of 36 states with a governor's race this year. The candidates are incumbent Republican Bruce Rauner, who was elected in 2014, and Democrat J.B. Pritzker, part of the Pritzker family that owns the Hyatt hotel chain. Libertarian Cash Jackson and conservative Sam McCann are also on the ballot. Rauner's tenure has been marked by a historic budget impasse that left Illinois without a budget for 3 years. Governor Rauner didn't want to raise taxes, but the legislature did anyway. Here's the governor on WCIA-TV last month.
What we should not do is raise taxes even more. That will cause more economic loss, more jobs to leave, and that will cause deficits further down the road.
We asked Governor Rauner to join us. He declined, but we are joined now by Democrat J.B. Pritzker. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. So Governor Rauner is running ads that feature Illinois residents saying that they may have to move out of state if you're elected because you're going to raise their taxes. What do you say to them?
Well, that's just false. Like everything else with Governor Rauner, he's been an utter failure and now he's lying. You know, I put forward a plan to implement a fair tax in the state, which would lower taxes for the middle class and those striving to get there, and would raise taxes on Bruce Rauner and people like him and me. You know, it's a fair tax system like the ones that exist in most states in the United States. And of course, the federal government has a progressive income tax system as well.
Are you worried, though, that the super wealthy people in the state of Illinois will decide to leave and that that'll be a problem for the coffers of Illinois?
You know, building a state economy requires that you create jobs and advance the cause of building an economy that welcomes businesses. And that's something that I've been doing for most of my life. And I think that just like people live in other states that have a progressive income tax system and thrive in their businesses, we're able to do that here in the state of Illinois as well. So I think people will stay in our state, and more importantly, middle-class taxpayers who will get a break will have more dollars on their table to look at spending in the state, and that'll help our economy. And, of course, I've been helping create businesses for most of my life now as somebody who created 1871, the world's best small business incubator that's created thousands and thousands of jobs and hundreds of companies. So that's some evidence of the work that I've done and the work that I intend to do as governor.
What about the overall population loss issue in Illinois? There are a lot of people, this has been going on for many years, but you know, young people, they get educated and they move away from the state. How do you stop that from happening?
Well, there are two big things that are driving the exodus that's occurred from Illinois. The first is that we have very high property taxes. And the reason for that is that we pay for our schools improperly in the state. Most of the funding for local schools comes from local property taxes, and it really should come from the state. We should be about half and half. The other thing that's driving people out of the state is, you know, under Bruce Rauner, with his proposed 30% cut in higher education and the failure to pass a budget for 2 years and a veto a third year, that students have been forced to leave the state. In fact, 72,000 kids have chosen not to go to school in the state of Illinois as a result of his failure to fund MAP grants and his proposal for an enormous cut in higher education. So that's part of the exodus that we're experiencing. I want to reverse that. I want to make sure that we're funding higher education and keeping our kids in the state. They're our best economic resources. You know, they're also our kids, and we want them to stay here.
Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of the largest city in Illinois, Chicago, just announced that he will not seek reelection to be the mayor there. Do you think that Emanuel has been a good mayor of Chicago?
You know, I think he's accomplished some good things. I think there have been challenges during his term. Overall, I, you know, want to honor his service. Of course, you spend 7 years, you know, fighting to do things for your city and for your state. But, you know, look, I'm excited about the prospect that if we have a new mayor, and we will, that I'll get to work with them on the challenges that face the state. Bruce Rauner was unwilling to even talk to the mayor of the city of Chicago. I'm going to be the opposite of that. I'm going to work with the new mayor and make sure that we're meeting the challenges, our pension system, making sure that we're expanding our healthcare system, and, of course, funding the state budget will have a lot to do with the success of the entire state, but also the city of Chicago.
I have to ask you one more question. As a native of Urbana, Illinois, which is in downstate Illinois, you know, people downstate often think that governors who come from Chicago don't pay any attention to them. What do you say to people downstate Illinois who are worried about that with you, just as they are with Bruce Rauner?
Yeah, right. I mean, first of all, Bruce Rauner's from the Chicago area, as am I. But the fact is that throughout this campaign, I've spent more time than any other candidate traveling around central and southern Illinois, making sure that people understood what my priorities are, and maybe more importantly, listening to what their priorities are. And the fact is, we're one Illinois. We really have the same issues from family to family. Working families care about making sure that their kids get a good education, that they can afford to send them to college, and that they have an opportunity to get a better job and to raise their wages. That's something Bruce Rauner hasn't worked on at all for 4 years. That's one of the reasons that he'll lose in November.
That's J.B. Pritzker, the Democratic candidate for governor in Illinois. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And again, we asked Governor Rauner to join us. He declined.